recording, motherfucker.
Oh, what?
I'm recording, motherfucker.
Okay, Jesus Christ. I didn't know we were jumping into it that much.
Motherfucker. I said, are you ready? You
oh
said
my
yes.
God.
That means we're recording.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, kids?
I think so.
Kyle, what movie did you watch?
That's how we're starting
That's how we're starting it.
Holy shit.
Right into it.
All right.
Trains are rolling.
Good. So I watched a big piece pile of shit. Big old, I was going to say piece of shit. It's a full pile.
Which is jaw-dropping to me.
One of the most boring fucking things that I've ever watched. Or listened. Watched.
Just
I don't even know what I did. I blacked out.
But here's the thing. So you watched Pet Sematary and it sucked, but why did it suck?
Because it's boring
why
as
the fuck,
fuck
was it supposed to suck?
Nothing happens in it, Lincoln.
Well, yeah, but things...
Okay, let me just tell you all the things I hated.
Okay.
I hate the plot. It's fuck Pet Sematary. You've seen it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
The acting is shit. It's wooden as fuck. The
really?
Main dad is the dude from Winchester.
Which, what sucks about him is that I think that he is a good actor.
Nope,
in
I don't.
Good movies. You don't think he's a good actor?
Not in this, he wasn't. He wasn't in Terminator Genesis. He played John Connor in that.
He was in Terminator Genesis.
So no, I don't.
Where's my goddamn phone?
Why do you need your fucking phone?
I need to Google what movie he's been in because I know that he's been in a good movie.
Well, none I've watched.
All right, keep going. I'll figure this out.
All right, acting was wooden. The kids were fucking terrible. The CGI was shit. The fucking blue screen was laughable.
Wait, what?
Oh, the truck. When it hits the girl.
Spoiler
for Pet Sematary.
Yeah,
Gage doesn't get hit. Ellie gets hit by the car. By the truck. That's CGI. The fucking animatronic fucking cat. The fucking blue screen to make everything look gray. Everything's gray in the movie.
Oh, do they do the... Oh.
The fucking... What else? The goddamn ground fog from fucking Thriller that's in the whole fucking movie.
Oh my God. He's been in 70 fucking movies?
The splicer mask that served no fucking purpose other than to look spooky. The shitty Ramones cover at the end. The fucking shitty new alternate ending that they did for this movie, where it's a whole goddamn zombie family.
What?
Okay. So Ellie is the one that gets killed.
Well, okay. So first of all, okay, real quick, because it's been a while since I've
okay,
seen
Okay, so
Pet
I will
Cemetery.
Explain the plot of Pet Sematary.
Yeah. Give me the original one and not
family
this one.
Moves to this place out in the middle of nowhere. In the original movie.
Yeah.
Gage, their little boy, gets hit by a truck and he dies. But before that, their cat dies.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor, Herman Munster, which is John Lithgow in this,
mm-hmm.
says like, oh, don't bury him in the Pet Sematary. Bury him up the hill from the Pet Sematary. And they'll come back. And it comes back. And then he's like, oh, the cat's fucked up. And he goes, sometimes dead's better. I'm like, you fucking told him to bury them there. So his kid dies. He buries it there. The kid comes back, kills the guy. Kills the guy's wife.
Okay.
The guy kills his little baby boy. So the idiot guy buries his wife in the Pet Sematary. She comes back, kills him. That's the original movie.
Okay.
And the whole time he's getting visions from Pascal, this guy that died.
Mm-hmm.
Pascal's in this. But in this, Gage doesn't get killed. Ellie gets killed, the older sister. Buries her in a Pet Sematary. She comes back. She kills the mom. She drags the mom and buries her in the Pet Sematary. The mom comes back, kills the dad, drags him to the Pet Sematary, buries him. In the end, three fucking zombie people are coming to Gage. And credits roll. Bad parents, for one. I'm going to talk about bad parenting.
Bad parent.
Twice in this fucking movie, Ellie runs off. They don't see her. Do you know how they tease that Gage is going to die, Lincoln?
How?
They're both in the fucking road. Both of his kids at Ellie's 9th birthday party are in the fucking road.
Did that hurt him?
Yes. She goes out into the road because she sees the fucking cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
He's looking to kill some kids right now.
Yeah, the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch is fucking climbing up and he's like, my name's Church. Meh. He doesn't talk, but it's the most fake looking fucking shit. Then Gage goes out and the dad's like, oh shit, both of our kids are going to die. He runs out and grabs Gage and then the CGI truck kills Ellie. Bad parents. Bad parents. There's no, Lincoln, there are 4 jump scares in this movie.
Are they?
They're all the semi.
Okay.
One of them is in a fucking nightmare dream world. They use the same jump scare. There's a little callback to, there's a lot of little Stephen King bullshit in it, like the sign for daring. Who gives a fuck?
Mm.
Fuck the Stephen King universe. I don't give a fuck.
It's a fucking multiverse, Kyle. Know your goddamn fandom. Fucking hashtag fake fan.
I'm not a fan.
You're a fucking fake Stephen King fan.
I bet
you don't even know about the fucking sewer gangbang, Kyle. Fucking fake fan.
So, like, this movie, nothing happens. Nothing fucking happens. nothing happens. The shit with the kid, the deaths, mm-hmm. that's the last 15 minutes of the movie.
Isn't that like a whole movie, though?
Huh?
Isn't that supposed to be like a whole movie?
Nah, not necessarily. You're supposed to care about these characters and the lore. John Lithgow gets killed by a 9-year-old girl when he has a gun. And she stabs him. This is the part that bothers me the most, Lincoln. At the end, there's a fight scene between the dad and Ellie. He gets his ass beat like he's fighting Brock Lesnar. She is a 9-year-old dead girl.
So wait, I thought...
That 9 years old.
Well, but doesn't it give him like supernatural powers?
No. No.
Then how's he losing?
Because it's a 9-year-old. She's possessed by the Wendigo.
What?
The Wendigo.
What?
It's Wendigo Hills.
It's Wendigo?
Wendigo.
That's not how the fucking Wendigo works.
No.
It's not how that works at all.
It's not. You know the creepy stuff in the trailer with the kids marching through with the mask?
Mm-hmm.
That's just there to look creepy.
I kind of figured it was.
And when she comes back, she takes one of the masks and she's wearing it. So she's wearing a Splicer bunny mask.
Hey, I found 3 movies that he's in that I like, by the way.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what
he was in fucking Chappaquiddick. He was in the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And then he was in the Mary-Kate and Ashley, Our Lips Are Sealed.
I bet he sucked in all of them. Because he sucks. He had one of the most bland performances I've ever seen.
You have to see him in Winchester.
No. And John Lithgow, I love him, right? He's been here in the fucking innocent.
Shot to Winchester yeah. down so
I love this man. He made the guy that played Herman fucking Munster look like a star. He was better. Herman Munster was better in this role.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. I don't know why people are liking this movie. The trailers before should have told you it wasn't a horror. Guess what our trailers were? Like, we got 2.
Ooh,
I went with Art.
Okay. Was one... Oh, fuck.
I'll give you 2 chances
okay.
to get one of them.
I always got to go with Infinity War because...
No.
That wasn't... Ooh, okay.
Horror movie. Rated R horror movie.
Okay. If I were to think of one that should have been there, Hellboy?
No.
What the fuck? Okay, what were they?
Rocket Man.
Is that even a
the
movie?
The Elton John biopic.
Oh, God damn it. Okay.
And Frozen 2.
Dude, fuck you.
We got a trailer for Frozen 2 before Pet fucking Cemetery. This should tell you how much horror's in it. There's one scene where John Lithgow gets his Achilles cut. And okay. they show it. Everything else is like off screen.
Oh, fuck off. It's supposed to be fucking R-rated.
R-rated. They say fuck a couple times.
Oh, no.
There's a dead cat. And he's eating a dead animatronic bird okay. on her bed.
Yeah.
Oh, and the sister, Zelda, the twisted sister.
That's Dee Snider.
No.
And he's in the fucking Bigfoot court.
Whatever, shut up. Her sister's all twisted up that it was just a creepy imagery in the first one. They explain it in this. But it's fucking hilarious on how her sister dies. She falls down the dumbwaiter.
That's it?
Yes. So the movie...
Dumbwaiter for a dumb
movie
kid.
It's a metaphor for letting go. But then you have the zombie fucking family at the end.
Yeah, that's not letting go. You've been consumed by your ability to not let go.
Yes.
It's fucking stupid.
And it goes to black before they go and kill Gage, the little kid. And these child actors are shit. Ellie, she's trying. That little 9-year-old's trying.
And that's weird.
I hated this fucking movie. Like,
there's been some good child actors in some movies that we've seen.
Not this one.
Not this one.
Not this one. The first movie... is fucking Citizen Kane compared to this. Citizen Kane.
Did I ever tell you that for the longest time, I always got Salem's Lot and Pet Sematary mixed up?
Why?
I don't know.
They're not very similar.
I know. I don't really know why. I still to this day will get mixed up.
I got nothing to help you out of this.
I don't know.
Because sometimes dead is better.
Like, I never saw them as a kid. Remember, the first fucking horror movie I saw, I was like 16.
That's true. This isn't a horror movie. This is not a horror movie. This is a boring slog of bad acting. This is a sci-fi original.
Oof.
In effects, in camera work, in script, in dialogue, in everything. They have ground fog throughout most of the movie, Lincoln. Huh. Ground fog. In 2019, we are using ground fog in a cemetery.
Do you know what I actually... I was so close to watching this movie... I was about to hit play before I decided to watch a real movie. I was going to watch the do you know the company that makes the spin-off, like the movies that sound the exact same? The Asylum? I was going to watch the Pet Sematary Asylum movie.
I bet it's better.
It probably would have been better.
A Pet Sematary 2 is better.
Because it was called Pet... what was it?
Pet Mausoleum?
Something like that. It was something, yeah.
You should have fucking watched it. And they're talking about doing a prequel to this fucking thing. So you learn
a
more...
A prequel?
To learn about her sister.
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
It's not doing well in box office. I don't think
good. Doing good.
It's not doing very well.
I am so mad that I went to this movie. I went with Art, which at some point I will fucking splice in his things. Maybe now.
It's an hour and 45 minutes that was just wasted in my life, Kyle. Absolutely miserable.
What'd you think of the truck?
The $10 that they spent on the CGI for that semi-truck scene was well spent, I guess. That was horrible. We all knew it was going to happen. Stupid drunk dad at the birthday party.
I don't think he was drunk.
Letting his kid run around in the street.
Both kids were in the street.
Yep. But then, I don't know, let's talk about CGI just in general.
Okay.
In this movie. In Winnebago world, it was absolutely ridiculous. It looked like a 1990s computer game. That's how crappy it was.
You didn't like the blue screen?
And the weird fog.
It was like a Michael... It was Thriller.
That cat was too animatronic. I think that they found a dead cat on the side of the road and put some robot parts in it. And it's a disgrace to all cats. And the cat really wasn't even that scary.
Nothing in the movie was scary.
I did get kind of scared.
At what?
When old dude got his tendon sliced. No. That was pretty scary.
Eh. You knew it was coming.
That was the best scene in the movie, though.
With her splicer mask?
You fucking try! And then she just kills him.
Yeah, he didn't.
With a teeny tiny scalpel.
She's 9 years old. The dad gets his ass handed to him by his 9-year-old daughter. Punch a fucking 9-year-old in the face. They will go down.
Yeah. And it's not like she has superhuman Winnebago strength. It's not a thing.
She curb stomps him at one point.
The whole thing was stupid, and the Ramones cover song at the end was kind of stupid, too.
It was terrible.
From me, on my rating system, it gets a double suck.
Double suck? What's the best on your rating system?
Quadruple suck plus.
Okay. So I don't know then if double suck is good or not.
It's really fucking bad, Kyle. That's okay. All I got to say about it. And I'm disappointed that our movie date was so lame, but I still had a good time with you.
Oh, thanks, pal. Next time.
Next time.
Next time.
We're going to go see Pinocchio starring in Dumbo.
Pinocchio? He's not in fucking Dumbo.
Quit gaslighting me. It's real. Bye.
Oh, that Art, he's a crazy fella, isn't he, Lincoln?
Remember
that when he said the thing about...
Oh, he said that thing.
He said about the ducks. They should have had the ducks. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy and his ducks. That guy and his ducks. Anyway, Pet Sematary. Trash. It was trash. I put on Instagram when I got out and I said I took a pile of trash. Picture of a pile of trash today. And I took a picture of the poster.
And you know what sucks is because...
Off Google. I didn't actually take that picture.
I am pro Stephen King remake movies. Because I don't think that the ones in the past have really been that good.
This one's just so boring, Lincoln. It's boring.
It's kind of like the weird revisionist...
The shit cover of the Ramones song during the...
Which Ramones song was it?
Pet Sematary.
Oh, God. I'm so
fucking
dumb.
Idiot.
God damn it. I'm the dumbest
Pet
person.
Cemetery.
I know. I forgot.
What a fucking moron. What's goddamn Ramones song? Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, the weird revisionist history with, like, the It series of where people thought that it was good when it's not and how good it is comparative. And things like, I liked the Carrie remake. I'm, like, one of the only people in the world that
really
liked
it. I didn't like Pet Sematary.
I think it would be good. You know, I guess they're going to do Salem's Lot.
They're going to do
it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with all the new ones. Except for, I really would
Leave Christine alone.
Leave Christine alone, and I think leave Misery alone, because Misery is like a perfect adaptation of that book.
And I don't think a Cujo would work nowadays.
No. I think...
They reference Cujo in this.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
they
talk about a St. Bernard.
The Shining, I'm okay with the remake, because of how different the Kubrick is from the actual book. I'm okay with the Dead Zone. I'm okay with basically all of them.
This movie's just boring.
But we're at a bad track record, though, because it has been the only one that's good, but The Dark Tower was, like, the biggest insult that I've ever seen.
This isn't an insult. It's just boring. For the most part, other than the ending and, oh, they switched up which kid dies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because in modern day, they couldn't have a little kid stabbing people. And they couldn't show the dad choking the little kid. And because in the original, he injects him with shit because he's a doctor and kills him. And this, he couldn't do it even to the cat. He couldn't inject that poor cat.
I mean, they could do it. It's just they don't have the balls to do it.
Yeah, that was it. They wouldn't do it. But instead, he fucking chokes a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old stabs people. She's 9. It's her birthday. She dies on her birthday. So maybe she's not 9. Depends on what time. But she's close. It's so fucking boring, Lincoln. I can't tell you how boring this movie was.
Was it worse than Boyhood? Boring was?
No, because it wasn't as long.
Okay.
It was only like 1 hour 46. But nothing happens. There's no build. There's no anything. Like in the original, Gage is hiding under the bed and slashes his Achilles. And this, he looks at the bed and he goes, ah! And he kicks it, thinking she's under there. But then the cat backs him down the basement stairs and she's down there and cuts it on the stairs instead. He did the same thing, just in a different spot. And then she comes to kill him after he falls down the stairs and he has a gun. He's like, fucking try, bitch. And then she just stabs him repeatedly. And then the multiple death, drag, bury, come back, death, drag, bury. It was silly. It was silly. And they burned the zombie people. They're not really zombies, but that's, I mean, they're Winnebagos is what are called.
What? They're what? Did you just say Winnebago?
Instead of the Wendigo, he said the Winnebagos. If you would have listened to when he was talking earlier, Lincoln, you would have heard that. Pay attention. They burned down Judd's house. That's Judd, or John Lithgow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just walking away from the fire and the hazy background.
Mm.
Everything's a cliche in this. This is the most amateur hour fucking cinematography ever. Ground fog, hazy fire background, slow walk. I felt the jump scares of the truck repeatedly.
Yeah, one
which
thing
don't work because, for one, if you've seen the movie, you know he gets hit by a truck. Two, it's in the fucking trailer. One of the jump scares is in the trailer.
Because I was really surprised when you said that it sucked, and then I looked, and
It's
kind of the general
boring consensus.
Boring. And all the stuff that you were talking about of kind of outdated shit that they do, I'm seeing that a lot of people agreeing with that.
It's just 2019, and we're doing this. This is college-level fucking movie.
I don't want to put your cat in a Pet Sematary, Kyle. Don't worry. I'm not gonna.
Well, and in Pet Sematary, if you bury him in the actual Pet Sematary, they're fine. They stay dead. You gotta go up the hill and bury him up there in the fucking Sourlands, which is blue screen straight out of fucking Wizard of Oz. It's ridiculous to make it look like they're on a cliff. It's the fakest looking shit, Lincoln. It's just bad. This is made for TV bad.
And I honestly was like looking forward to it too.
I was too. That's why I went. That's why I didn't go to Shazam.
Yeah.
Which you went to, right?
Yeah. I saw. Yeah.
Hey, I got to score my movie. I'm just setting you up for failure. You didn't see Shazam.
What do you want to give it, Kyle?
I'm giving it a 1.7. There is nothing redeeming in this movie. No, I can't even say the music's redeeming. A lot of the
music. Who does the cover of the Pet Sematary?
Some shit band. I don't know. Star fucking fucker. Star crawler. Star bright. I don't know. You think I stayed through the credits to see? I don't know. I hated everything. Everything about it. A lot of the score sounds like a fucking air horn or like your phone alarm going off.
That.
It's just like, like a kitchen timer.
Yeah.
I feel like whoever was making it in the studio was getting his alarm was going off and he didn't know. Maybe his pizza rolls were fucking done in the oven. He didn't notice that the mic picked it up.
And they just rolled with it.
And they're like, oh, it's creepy. Add more fog with that. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, you know, recently in the big like high budget horror movies, there's been the weird kind of fog noise where like stuff's happening, like burp. Burr,
it's not Silent Fucking Hill.
Burr. That goes on, and then the Christopher Nolan siren still's a thing. It's never going to not be a thing, I guess.
Not in this.
Is it not in that?
No.
I figured that it would.
It's so fucking bland. Save your fucking money. It doesn't do enough original, and it doesn't do anything not original. Good. I want, like, not even close to good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I feel like if we made Pet Sematary, we could, we would have done the same movie.
Wow, Kyle. Thanks for your glowing confidence in my theatrical filmmaking abilities.
I mean, this was like, I can't fucking bitch about this movie anymore. Don't watch it. What the fuck did you watch? I don't even care. Just talk. I'm just going to take a nap.
I totally went and saw Shazam.
You didn't because you're a bitch.
I didn't watch Shazam.
He let you all down.
Huh?
You let all of them down.
I did. No. So I don't have a good reason of why I didn't go see Shazam. Because I could have gone and saw Shazam. But I really just... Something about the morbid curiosity of Captain Marvel was calling. And I think it's because I'm in a weird Brie Larson kick where I've been watching, like, and it's not even on purpose about seeing movies that she's in, but I've, like, seen a lot of Brie Larson movies recently. So I went and saw Captain Marvel, and I really loved it, and it feels weird saying that because...
Why?
Well, because it's a fucking it's a dumb Marvel movie, and it has problems with the movie. But it feels weird to actually come out of a Marvel movie and be like, wow, I had a great time, and I think that was a good movie.
That is weird, when you put it that way.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like,
you fucking love Infinity War now, though.
I do.
Why? You're becoming a guy. You're becoming that guy.
I know what the fuck is happening to me. Why am I becoming that person? I don't know. It's because...
Are you going to go to the theater that's showing every Marvel movie?
Fuck that. Like, I don't know why the fuck people would want to do that.
Why is it 55
that.
Hours?
Yeah, it's too... It's... That's... No. The only way that they could do it, I think, is if it... Well, this might be how they're doing
it. They're marathoning it.
See, I would break it into days of, like, the phases or
it's
whatever.
It's a marathon. Fuck. One right after the other.
Well, I have a reason of why I think I liked it so much. And it is... This is a reason that a lot of people don't like it. This does not feel like the Phase 3 Marvel movie. It feels like one of the original ones. But I like those way better. Like, yeah. Like, my favorite, arguably my favorite of all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
Iron Man.
Not Iron Man. That is close. I do like the Iron Man.
Captain America.
The first Captain America movie. I
you
fucking
still
love
need to watch
that.
The second one.
I know. I fucking love the first Captain America movie. It's so fun, and it's like a, it's just a quintessential, like, early 2000s action fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is, but it also has kind of more heart to it. And I really
like
this
Planet?
Movie. Huh? Like, you can't just curveball me with a fucking Captain Planet reference.
I can. Fucking Ma-T.
The parts of Captain Marvel that are bad... So this is going to sound really weird, what I'm about to say.
It's the part with the women in it. Lincoln doesn't like women.
I hate women.
I'm just going to clip that. That's the whole episode.
No, the worst part about Captain Marvel... is Captain Marvel.
That's what I just said you would say.
No, because all the other women in the movie
roll
are great.
Credits.
The reason why is because there's stuff that doesn't make sense because it's like telling and not showing at all. So a big thing with Captain Marvel, and I'm not going to act like I know anything about fucking Captain Marvel because I don't. I just know that I hate her in the comic books because of everything that happens during the Civil War and Avengers vs. X-Men.
Totally unrelated. Wasn't Shazam originally Mr. Marvel?
Yes.
It's just funny that it came around the same time. If I'm correct, I could be way wrong.
Well, I don't think it was Mr. Marvel. I think
it was Captain Marvel, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Captain Marvel.
He was something Marvel, right?
Something Marvel.
Way fucking
changed.
Back in the
they
day.
They had to change it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the thing with Captain Marvel, because I don't know what the Conqueror origin story is. I don't know. She gets her powers kind of the same as, like, Dr. Manhattan or, like, Flash.
Shazam was Captain Marvel.
Oh, it was Captain Marvel.
DC had a Captain Marvel.
Okay. I didn't know that. The more you know.
Shazam was a book series about Captain Marvel published from 1973 to 1978.
I don't know that much about Shazam either.
Yeah.
So, she gets her powers kind of the same as, like, a Dr. Manhattan or Flash kind of thing. Of
so, her dick hangs out?
Her dick hangs out. Big old honker. Because she blows up, and I'm going to get probably part of this plot wrong, because for some reason recently, I'm becoming an old man, where I, like, I'm thinking about something while the movie's happening, and I, like, lose a plot key, and then I'm confused, and then I kind of, like, piece
Welcome
it together.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. because I'm pretty sure that this is the plot.
You're the only one in multiple episodes that has described a different movie when talking about certain things.
Yeah, this is true. So she is friends with this pilot. So, okay. One thing. Spoiler for Captain Marvel, by the way, which is a good movie. And I think you're going to like this. This is another movie where they've kind of taken an interesting like jump to non-genericness in their storytelling. The good guys are actually the bad guys.
Okay.
You find out halfway through the movie. I thought it was very well done. So she was a pilot and became friends with like her higher up who she was an alien. Carol did not know that until they are attacked by the whatever the race is called that turns her into Captain Marvel, essentially. So she is helping her friend, who she finds out is an alien, destroy this giant power reactor because the Captain Marvel people are trying to use this power reactor, because she was a scientist for their army. They're trying to use that to, like, genocide the Skrulls. Because, now this is a weird thing that they changed from the comics. The Skrulls are good guys. They're not necessarily good guys. It's just, like, they're being genocided for not the best reasons. And it's, like, a totalitarian government that's doing it. So, that like, Captain Marvel is on the Skrull side during this movie. Halfway through it. So she blows up the reactor to, like, kill... You know, she sacrifices herself and tried to kill Jude Law's character.
Yeah.
But what happens is that she, like, absorbs the power from it. So then they, like, mind wipe her and then plant, like, false memories and have her believe that she is of the alien race.
Okay.
So then she goes on this, like, Skrull death squad, basically. And they go on the Skrull death squad, and you find out that she was, like, implanted and everything at the end of the movie. Well, this is not, like, the beginning of it starts out really well because it's just, you're into it. Like, this is Captain Marvel, and she wakes up in the night, she can't sleep, so she goes and beats the shit out of Jude Law. And then she goes on death squad to where they're killing Skrulls. And then something goes wrong. Yada, 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 space battle. And then she gets jetted to Earth. And then this is where she starts to have these, like, flashbacks of believing that she used to be on Earth. Because one thing is that she has this vision all the time of that, like, subordinate. The artificial intelligence that, like, rules the alien race that she's, like, helping takes the form of that.
Elon Musk.
It's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And so Elon Musk is talking to her in the form of that memory that she has. She only has, like, one human memory, and it's that one. And they can't figure out how to, like, delete it. So she goes on Earth, and Samuel L. Jackson shows up, and let me tell you, he's not terrible. I enjoyed him in this movie.
You keep saying this.
I don't know what's happening, Kyle. I liked Samuel L. Jackson in the last movie, too. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I think, well, we need to strike while the iron's hot and get Glass soon.
He might, honestly.
No, you watch. You watch your whore tongue.
Well, hold on, because this is another movie that everyone else did not like, but I, like, loved it. And that's how
people love Captain Marvel.
Not really. It's gotten pretty mixed reviews for not critic ratings, but like user ratings.
Yeah, fuck user ratings. They probably, a lot of user ratings probably hate her because she's a girl.
Well, that too. Yeah. So yeah, Samuel Jackson like was very visibly having fun with his role because he was playing a younger Nick Fury, who didn't. I guess, and it makes sense because Nick Fury has to be super duper serial in the Avengers movies because he's dealing with intergalactic threats. And this one, this is the precursor to that.
Tell me about this cat. I keep hearing about this damn cat.
Okay,
so that's all people are talking about is the cat.
So the cat's name is Goose. And
like Top Gun?
Yes. And what, and I'm, it is a reference to Top Gun.
Nice, nice.
The only thing that kind of sucks is that I knew enough about the comics to know the spoiler with the cat. So it didn't surprise me, but it was still fun. There's this race called the Flurkin that are in the that are in the comics.
Okay. The Flurkin. Okay.
Which, by the way, they get Samuel Jackson's motherfucker by him saying mother Flurkin. It was pretty clever. It was funny. It gave me a funny. They're a race of these kind of Cthulhu Tangela balls of tentacles that they live in these interdimensional planes, and they make pocket dimensions. So, like, the cat body is basically its, like, puppet surrogate, if that makes sense. And so the cat can, it opens its mouth and then tentacles shoot out and, like, kill shit.
That should have been in Pet Cemetery. It would have been better.
And because what happens is that throughout the whole movie, it's really funny. The Skrulls are like, that's a Flurkin. And Samuel Jackson's like, that's a fucking cat, you dummy. Why are you scared of this cat? Because they chain the cat's mouth and like put it in little chains. And Samuel Jackson is like freaking out because he's like, it's a fucking cat. Why are you freaking out about it? So then towards the end of the movie, the Tesseract, because it's also an origin story for certain things in the Marvel Universe of like how the Tesseract got there. You see Ronan from the first fucking Guardians of the Galaxy movie. He's in it, and it's really weird because that's the only there's things I didn't like about the movie. That's one thing that I don't like is that if you didn't see or know who the fuck he was, it wouldn't really make sense. It's another one of those dumb things. Yeah, like the tentacles come out and it eats the Tesseract, and then Samuel Jackson basically uses the cat as a weapon as they're running through the hallway because like the fucking other Captain Marvel people come out and try to kill him, and then he just Flurkins them. It was fun.
I just want you to say Flurkin more.
That stuff was so fun.
It's a comic book movie that knows it's a comic book.
Yeah.
Movie.
And
why don't more of them do that, Lincoln?
I don't know. And that's why I liked it so much, because it was serious. And another thing that I liked about it was that it was way more so kind of like a fun sci-fi movie. It was kind of like a Star Trek movie in a way of kind of the double crossing of where you find out, oh, these people that were your friends were just manipulating you the whole time into using you as a weapon, and this alien race that you thought were, you know, trying to kill everybody actually are just why can I not say that word?
Retaliating?
Yes, retaliating to being attacked by this race. And so there's kind of like the politics of that, the cool space stuff, and all of that stuff, again, the kind of, I guess, not necessarily downfall of the movie, but the reason why I think people have a problem with it is that the character of Captain Marvel is not very interesting. Everything else in the movie is fucking interesting. There's this whole thing of where she has trouble with her emotions. If she's over-emotional, she can't control her power.
Typical woman.
And
I try to keep it a straight face with that.
And that is like a big thing, and it kind of comes at the end of the movie where she is able to control her emotions and use her powers. But while they say that, the issue is that it's never really shown other than those like two instances. The rest of the time she's fine and doesn't have trouble controlling her emotions or anything. So I just didn't understand that aspect of her character, because a problem with the Captain Marvel character is that that's supposed to be her like character flaw. Because the thing that I've always liked about Marvel characters is that they all have one little crack in their armor that could be their downfall. You have Thor, where it's like showboatiness and boisterousness. Bruce Banner has like a million. Captain America, of, you know, he only sees black and white.
And Bucky.
And yeah. But hers is this like emotion thing, but it's not ever prevalent as that being a flaw. And she also kind of, I wouldn't really say it's not like Rey Mary Sue territory, but she never really fails in the movie, and I didn't like that. There's parts where you could have had her fail. There's parts where I think it would have been cool that if, when she realizes that her life has been a lie, that the people that she's been fighting are not the people that she should be fighting, that could have been like her emotional outburst. Have that be kind of a catalyst of,
that's when she could have become the Dark Phoenix.
That's where she could have been gone, the fucking Dark Phoenix. I don't know. There's a lot more that they could have done with it, but they sacrificed it to really kind of Superman her. I don't think that was the right call. I understand why they had to do it, because she's going to be the one that defeats Thanos, mm-hmm. and they have to have her be a Superman-like character.
Yeah.
I just think it would have been overall a more compelling movie emotionally if that's the direction that they went with it. Now, everything else is great. Jude Law, great. He's always great.
It's fucking Jude Law.
It's just fucking Jude Law. He's great in every movie. Great as a villain. He's an asshole. You don't like him, but you like respect him too. Because his whole thing is like, again, this is all like so very obvious social commentary and like War on Terror shit, of where he's stalwart of, I support my country and I'm doing my country's duties by wiping out the Skrulls when the Skrulls are, you know. And then the main Skrull guy, he's a really great character.
Red Skrull.
He's a great character that... There's a really funny banter, because all the comedy also was well done and didn't throw you off. There was banter of them trying to get him to turn into a filing cabinet.
Was he played by Sean Connery?
No, I don't know who the Skrull was. Why the fuck would it be? What the fuck are you Kyle, did you hit me with a reference I don't know?
No.
I just really like it. It was a fun movie. I had fun and I liked it, and I think that I don't know. I don't know what I've become.
Who am I? You're a fanboy.
No, I'm not a fanboy, because I didn't see it because...
Fanboy.
I have to watch every Marvel movie. I still haven't seen Ant-Man and Wasp, because I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Don't care. Don't care about Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh.
I feel like we didn't watch another one.
Oh, the Marvel movies?
Mm-hmm. Recently.
Oh.
Well, Ragnarok we didn't watch.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like there was another one last year.
I'm not sure, because the only Marvel... God, and I've fucking seen all of them. The only Marvel cinematic movies that I have not seen have been Ant-Man and Wasp, Thor Ragnarok, and the second Captain America.
I have not seen a lot of them.
I think that's... Yeah, those are the only ones I haven't seen.
I've only seen two Avengers movies.
You didn't watch the worst one.
One Iron Man, no Thor.
Yeah, you need to see Iron Man 3. That thing's a piece of shit, too.
Yeah, why would I do that?
Oh, I didn't see Thor Dark World. That's right. Because that one, everybody was saying how fucking shitty it was, so I didn't see it.
I just don't care to watch any of them.
I don't know. I just really liked it, Kyle. I really liked
what
it.
What is coming?
It's fun.
You defended Aquaman.
Yeah.
You like Infinity War now.
Uh-huh.
You're a Captain Marvel fan.
Well, I mean, I like the movie. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm a fan of it.
You're a fan of the movie.
I like the movie a lot.
You're going to love Endgame.
Maybe.
You're becoming this guy.
I don't want to be this guy, though.
You're becoming what you hate.
God, I don't want to be that guy.
The brainwashing has worked.
I don't know if it's brainwashing, but it's like they're actually making good movies now.
Are they?
Yeah. I think that Captain Marvel is a good movie.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is it a good movie, or is it good in comparison to the other Marvel movies?
I think it's a good movie.
Okay.
Like, that's the thing of why I liked it so much, is that because the thing, and what is the kind of the big downfall of Infinity War is that... I don't think it's an objectively good movie.
No.
But it's a good end to what they're doing.
It's not the end.
Well, it's not the end, but you know what I mean.
We all know how the next one
is. Weird. It's hard, but again, I just think Infinity War... I think the reason why on another watch and why I actually have completely changed...
I can't believe you watched it again.
I wanted to see if my thoughts would change a year later, and they did. Because it just does what it does so well.
Listen to you.
Right? I don't know. Listen, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Listen to you.
It's just, I think that, you know, everything with Thanos was great. Josh Brolin's great. I think that the way that they were able to have all these characters interact with each other in separate stories.
They did that very well.
I don't know.
They
who
did
I,
the large,
who am I?
They did the large cast.
I'm John Valjean.
Exceedingly well.
What are you
giving?
Who am I?
What are you giving Captain Marvel, Lincoln?
I'm giving it like a 7.5.
Okay. So, speaking of Marvel, what are your thoughts on James Gunn returning to Guardians of the Galaxy?
Thank fucking God.
Do you think he's still doing Suicide Squad?
No, they're scrapped it. That's already done. Yeah, good. They're not doing that anymore. DC's doing their own, like...
It's not been scrapped.
Oh, really? I thought it had been
scrapped. No.
Well, all I know is that DC's doing a great job.
The last news I heard was they were taking Deadshot out.
Oh.
No, it's not being scrapped.
See, the good thing is that they've realized that having their own like cinematic universe is just not a thing that's going to happen. It's not a thing that people really want. So they're just doing movies that don't necessarily have to correlate to each other. And I think that is the most perfect way that they can do it.
Oh, they had recast. No.
Because I thought they were rebooting it if they're going to do it.
They are. Idris Elba's going to be in it.
Okay.
But Deadshot is out.
I'm fine with them rebooting.
So he was going to be Deadshot. They took Deadshot out, and they're still going to have him in it. So he's playing a different character.
I'm fine with them rebooting it, honestly, because like the abortion that was the original Suicide Squad just needs to kind of be shoved out of people's memories.
Yeah. Yeah, so Will Smith, scheduling issues.
I'm sure they were scheduling issues.
So Gunn, Elba, and the studio, they're not going to replace Deadshot, and they've moved on from the character. Okay. Completely. Idris Elba will play someone else. Probably Harley Quinn.
I'm so glad because I'm sick of people digging.
So they're not rebooting, Lincoln. The cast.
Oh,
is,
it's actually the other.
The
stuff.
Cast is all back. Okay. This was yesterday.
See, the thing is, though, I'm okay with it because they were great actors trapped in a whirlwind of shit.
Suicide Squad is expected to begin filming later this year, after which Gunn will return to Marvel.
Okay.
So he is doing Suicide Squad.
Okay, all right.
I'm down. Looking forward to it.
Because that the thing with Suicide Squad that you know, I think both of us said is that all the characters were great. All the people that were acting as the characters, even though I didn't really like Will Smith's character, I think he did a fine job.
They all tried.
They all tried. They gave it their all. But
they all
were,
tried with the shit they were given.
Yeah.
Like Margot Robbie, she did her best.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think she was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know who I am anymore.
I don't know.
I like these comic book movies.
I don't know. You gonna go fucking buy your shitty Marvel t-shirt?
Fucking Into the Spider-Verse was like my second best movie last year. What am I? Why am I like this? I don't want to like these movies.
Don't.
But I don't know, though. Because, like...
You do.
Do I want them to fail?
They're not going to fail.
They're not going to fail. I don't know.
I don't want them to fail. I want them to be good.
I think it's... I just have such a love... I think it's just I hate Disney. And I don't like what they've become and like how people are okay with the monopolization of media. And so...
They're not done.
Like my...
I thought about this. They own wrestling now.
I know. Everything fucking sucks.
Because Fox.
I know.
Well, they don't own it, but...
Well, yeah. It's like their end goal is basically to hydra
yeah.
all media. It's just a matter of time until Disney buys DC.
Uh-huh. When does Disney buy Google?
I don't know, but the thing is that because everybody thinks it's fucking Mickey Mouse that owns Disney, they're going to be okay with it.
No, they will buy DC, and then the new superhero trend comes of Superman versus Iron Man. And we'll get all these dream matchups, mm-hmm. Lincoln.
They've already happened in comics before, but nobody gives a shit.
I know, but they haven't happened on the film. Nobody reads comics.
I know. I do. Oh, which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you want a good comic book series, I would highly recommend reading X-Men Red. I just finished that. It's very good. It's a very small run. It's only 12 issues. Highly recommend it because they're doing the new Uncanny X-Men.
And it'd be time for the new X-Men movie.
And you can be excited for the new X-Men movie so you can actually see a good Jean Grey. So read X-Men
Red. You want people to be excited for the new X-Men movie?
I want them to see it so that they realize how good the comics are compared to the movies. And you should also read the new Hulk series. I believe it just ended. I can't remember what it's called, but it's really good.
Was it incredible?
No. I think I talked about the Hulk series. It's not... Oh. Oh, I
you
see.
Just leave
you
me hanging on my
oh,
shitty
I see
joke
what you
like
did
that.
There.
Yeah.
Why am I like this, Kyle? Why do I like the comic book movies now?
I mean, you're just a fanboy that lives in your mom's basement.
Be that as it may, I want to make the prediction now. That I'm gonna love Hellboy.
Ooh, that might be bold. That could be bold.
I think it's time.
And you know,
I'm going full hog on comic book movies.
All right, that's bold. It's a bold
statement. I know it's a bold statement, but I wanted to make it because at right now, fucking cats are dogs, rain isn't water, you're a woman. I don't know what to do anymore because everything I know has been a lie. I've liked fucking comic book movies now. That's who I am. I'm that guy.
You are that
guy? I'm the fat, fucking balding, Captain America shirt wearing motherfucker eating the popcorn with the top on it where you shake it like when I ate it.
Are you
it
making fun of that? You've done that.
I know I've done that. It made me sick because it was too much. It was too much popcorn.
You ate it all.
I was so good. I couldn't stop.
That's for like a family of four.
I know, I ate it. God,
you ate it.
It. I know. I can't do that anymore.
You will.
No, that's you do it at endgame.
We'll be there for 8 hours.
I am not getting. No, I can't eat popcorn. I'm not.
We might have to order pizza during the middle of the movie.
I'll probably bring my own eggs. I'll bring eggs again. I'll bring eggs again.
Don't bring your goddamn eggs.
Why not? They're so good.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So that's my prediction.
Okay, that's bold as fuck. Tune in next week when you find out the Lincoln fucking hated Hellboy.